Anzac round. My name's Kim Henshaw and I'm lucky enough to be the CEO of the RSL in South Australia. Very privileged to do so. Just wanted to talk a little bit about the Anzac round and the RSL more generally. Anzac Day is a day when we remember all of those brave folks who have given the ultimate sacrifice to our country to make it what it is today. So that commemoration is extremely important in our community. When I say our community, I mean the Australian community. But the RSL doesn't just look after Anzac Day. It is one day of the year. The other 364 days of the year, the RSL continues to provide advocacy, welfare, and commemoration services to our veterans and our serving personnel. A lot of those folks have significant difficulty coping with civilian life, for example, after they transition out of the military, and we are the first stop for them when they get out of the service. They take the uniform off, they come to us, and we are able to help them transition into a meaningful life outside of the military. To do that, we need your help, and we need you to contribute to our Anzac appeal. So please, when you see one of our collectors with a small bucket in hand, put as much into that bucket as you can, so that we can continue our great work and bring you a good Anzac Day that commemorates our brave soldiers and sailors and airmen every year. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kim. Clearly the Anzac Round is a very significant event for Port Adelaide Football Club every year. This will be our 15th consecutive Anzac Round game. It'll be the 15th time that we've presented the Major Peter Babko Medal for bravery and skill. We're very privileged that Peter's sister Thelma will be presenting the medal again this year, which is a wonderful moment for us all. Could I also congratulate the RSL and the work that they do for our servicemen and women. I think that the site that we're on today here at the ASC submarine shipbuilding site is quite significant because it actually represents a very significant part of the Australian Defence Force and the ongoing South Australian economy. And I think that this relationship with the RSL, with ASC, with the other members of the Defence Cluster, the Naval Group and Port Adelaide is a very important ongoing relationship. As Kim said, it goes well beyond the one game a year. We are providing resilience programs for kids of servicemen and women. One happened this week actually, which helps them to cope with the unique challenges that service families face. We celebrate each year the curtain raising game between the emergency services and armed forces. We're doing that again this year, and the boys are training at Albert and Oval with Russell Ebert again this week, so we love that. But it's this broader relationship with the Australian Defence Force and its significance to the South Australian economy and the Port Adelaide district that is so important to us. And so we thank the ASC for inviting us down here today to share this moment. It's a very significant day. Thank you.
Keith, has the AFL given you indication you can have this game basically permanently or for an extended period of time?
No, it's an annual request and they've been very good to us. We know that it's a great privilege and we put it as our number one priority every single year, and we'll continue to do that. And I think that what serves us best is the event that we put on and the sort of relationships that we've built. You don't do that on a week-to-week basis. You build those relationships over many, many years, and I think we're very proud of those, and I think that helps us.
Would you want to see a game on Anzac Day itself? And that falls on Wednesday this year. That's always been, sort of Collingwood Essendon's domain, or even the Anzac Day Eve, which is coming this year. Would you like something like that?
That would be fantastic. The reality is that there's a great tradition that's been built between Collingwood and Essendon. And, you know, I'm a traditionalist at heart. You know, I look forward to that game as well, and I think that they have spent many, many years honouring the day. And you know, I don't think that our position is that we want to usurp that. We're really pleased just to be playing here in Adelaide as part of the round, and it's our way of celebrating it.
So if Anzac Day is the number one request, Keith, stands to reason China's number two, is that how you see him in perspective?
Yeah, I think so. Like China, for a whole range of different reasons. China is very, very significant to the ongoing financial position and purpose of the club, if you like. But it's much newer. It's still very mature as a concept. We're very pleased with how the first year went. We're looking forward to May 19. It's coming up quickly. We're very confident that we'll have a capacity crowd of around 10 to 12,000. There's been 3,000 tickets sold to business people. All of the business networking marquees are sold out. We know that there's at least 4,000 Australians travelling, probably Port Adelaide fans. So it's going really well. The Anzac Day round for us is position number one.
Trav, the Anzac Day round, what does it mean to the players? And you guys talk about it much before the game?
Oh, we certainly do. It's a great privilege to play, certainly this weekend. And as Keith said, I think our club does extremely well. And to be in the 15th season of being able to host it is unbelievable. And to be a part of it as a player and our playing group is a great honour. And for our guys to run out there in front of our home crowd, is that ground is a great privilege for us.
And what kind of esteem is the Peter Badko medal held within the club?
Oh, look, to win that, and I've been lucky enough to win that in the past, it's a great honour. And normally it does go to the winning side, and so you do get the 4 points as well. But for any player to win that medal, and certainly in our group, in our club, we hold it in very high esteem, and certainly very, very proud to win that medal.
You could be one of the favourites to win it this year. How do you rate your form so far at the start of the season?
Oh, look, I've been happy that I'm playing my role for the team, and we're in a great position, 3-1 to start the year. And obviously, it was disappointing to lose on the weekend, but I think we learned a lot from that, and we make sure that we come into this Geelong game with those lessons and come out firing, because we're playing a very good side on a very big day, so it's a great challenge for us.
Do you see their defence as being one of the most inexperienced in recent years, the Cats? Is that a point of vulnerability for them?
Oh, look, I think our forward line certainly provides a lot of challenges for any side. It's now about making sure we get in there enough to challenge their defence, and certainly they've got a very, very good midfield. But they're still very consistent all over the ground. So for us, it's about making sure we win the contest and getting it forward, and giving our forwards a great opportunity to put their defenders under a bit of heat.
Having played a few seasons now up forward in that half forward role, do you feel like you're really building into it and learning where the goals are?
Yeah, it's funny. I've played most of my career as a midfielder, and you tend to have midfield tendencies in a way and learn a lot through that. But I've learned so much as a forward over the last couple of years, and then learning from Brendan and Chad over the last couple of years has been great fun. And to adapt my game to being able to play midfield and forward is great for us and great for the team, and to learn off guys like Robbie and Chad and now Watsy coming in there and having Charlie down there, it's a pretty special fourth line to be a part of.
So, Buck, you know Ablett obviously, but Dangerfield and Selwood loom large. How important is that midfield battle going to be against those blokes?
Oh, look, it's a big battle, and it's a great task for our midfielders who we've spoken about. Probably need to up the game a little bit over the last couple of weeks. Hasn't been where we want it to be, and obviously not having Paddy there has been a challenge. But for our guys, we see it as, oh look, this is a great opportunity to go against two of the best players in the competition, along with Duncan and the rest of their midfield group. It's a great challenge for our group, and they're excited for that.
How do you have to adapt your game when you don't have a recognised ruck in there as a midfield group? Do you have to try and sharp tap some of the
Oh, you've certainly got to watch if they're winning the majority of the hits. You've got to watch where they're hitting the ball, and we study that throughout the week. There's no doubt about where the opposition want to place the ball. And from that, it's about our ruckman just making the best contest they can, and then the midfielders go to work when it gets to ground. And we haven't been able to adapt well enough over the last couple of weeks in that area, but I've no doubt that our midfield group is capable enough to make sure that we win our fair share of the battle and get it going forward.
How big a boost will be Sam Palpepper coming back in?
Sorry, Matt, what was that?
How big a boost will Sam coming back in be?
Oh, look, that's still, obviously with the AFL under investigation. So, we'll wait and see how that all unfolds.
He should come straight back. I mean, there's only one game ban, so theoretically he's available for selection, isn't he?
Yeah, from our point of view, from a team-imposed sanction, then, if all goes well, then he'll be available.
You live with Sam. What's the feedback been like with him, living with him, and how's he going through all of this?
Oh, look, it's been a challenge for a young kid. There's no doubt about that, but he's learned his lesson from in terms of team penalties and things like that, that he'll grow and be a better person for it.
Bokey, obviously Charlie Dixon spoke earlier in the week about the leadership group meeting, about your slow starts.
Yep.
How much of an issue have they been, and what are you going to do about it?
Oh, look, they're not ideal. You want to start games really well to put yourself in a good position, and for us, we haven't been able to do that. And look, we look at things that we can change during the week or pre. Pre-game in the warm-up and things like that. But look, it's just about coming out and putting scoreboard pressure on early. And look, we probably have had the chance to do that, and we just haven't been able to capitalise. And I think the Brisbane game, we had a lot of inside 50s, a lot of shots at goal. We weren't able to capitalise. Essendon on the weekend, we went inside early and didn't make the most of our opportunities. So look, it's another challenge for us this week in a big game against a great side. So it's a great opportunity to make sure we rectify those starts.
Because playing catch-up is difficult, isn't it?
Oh, it's not ideal at all. And certainly when you play away against Essendon at Etihad and you're down by 3 goals in the first 5 or 6 minutes, it's very hard to catch up. So we do definitely want a great start this weekend.
A couple of footy shows ramped up, Trav, and talk about where Port Adelaide's at, given what happened on the weekend.
Yep.
A few talking footy saying premiership chances are sort of not where everyone thought they would be. With that in mind, how big is the opportunity and the desire to respond and show that you are in the top couple that deserve a tilt?
Oh, look, opinions on our side will probably change and fluctuate throughout the year, and that's fine, and that's what they're paid to do. But for us, internally, we know what we're about. We know what our best footy is about, and we don't think we've gone anywhere near that as yet. So our expectations as a group are always very, very high, and they won't change throughout the year. So, we know that our best footy is still to come, and we're still finding our feet in terms of the footy we're able to play.
So you haven't got anywhere near your best, you reckon? Where do you reckon you've got to? I mean, the Sydney one was obviously the one that everyone looks at.
Yeah, and that was a half of footy. We were pretty poor in that first half. So, look, I think the biggest thing for us is we've been inconsistent. We've played some really good footy, and the challenge for us now is to make sure we have that consistency throughout the four quarters and the majority of the year.
Does it ever get spoken about? Does it ever get spoken about the opinions outside? Just use it as a bit of fuel, perhaps?
Not really. And that's the nature of any professional sport. There's always going to be opinions on sides or players, and for us, it's just about who we are and what we can control. And we're very happy with the group we've got and the road we're heading on. And as I said, we're nowhere near our best yet, and that's a pretty exciting thing for us.
Is it always going to take time, Trav, to, I suppose, adapt, given you had so many new faces? What's your mark, Rocky, or coming across to this thing?
Oh, look, those guys have certainly got to find their feet in terms of coming to the group and playing our style of footy, but I think they've settled in really well. Obviously, Rocky's had a little bit of an interrupted pre-season, and again, a little injury on the weekend. So, look, we're going to face challenges through that, but we think that we're pretty settled in terms of the guys coming in and into our group and playing our style of footy and their roles when they come to the side.
With the loss to Essendon, are you someone that likes to review it and move on, or will you sit there, stew on it, and use it as motivation?
Look, you can't stew on it. I mean, it's a long, long season. We'll sit down, Sunday night, Monday, review the game. We reviewed it Tuesday and got a lot of lessons out of it, and then from that moment you move on to the Geelong game, and that's where we're at right now. Take those lessons from that game and move straight forward to Geelong. We're in a 3-1 position, which is a solid start to the year, and we're looking forward to the challenges ahead. You can't stew on the lessons too long.
Would you be comfortable in one of these bad boys, or no? One out in the forward line?
Definitely one out the forward line. Actually, I'd be more comfortable one out in the back line than going on one of these.
And Keith, we could just ask you about Sam. Can you give us Sam Palpepper investigation?
Yeah, so the reality is that it is still with the AFL. We feel that it might have been over by now, it's resolved, but it's such an important think we're getting close to the end of it, but as is obvious, there's a lot involved, and we really can't speak any more about it than that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.